Tuberculosis in Children by All Star Medics. Description: Tuberculosis in children indicates recent or ongoing transmission of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Most children infected will develop TB disease within 1 year. Pulmonary TB is the most common form, while extrapulmonary TB accounts for about 30 to 40% of cases. Children may present with chronic, non-specific symptoms. Infants may present with acute, severe, or recurrent pneumonia that does not respond to standard antibiotics. Risk factors include household contact with a smear-positive TB case, age below 5 years, HIV infection, and severe malnutrition. Signs and symptoms. Pulmonary TB symptoms include chronic cough, fever, loss of appetite, weight loss or failure to thrive, and reduced activity. Extrapulmonary TB manifestations include gibbous deformity in spinal TB, enlarged non-painful cervical lymph nodes, sometimes with fistula in TB lymphadenitis, pleural effusion, pericardial effusion, distended abdomen with ascites in abdominal TB, enlarged joints in osteoarticular TB, meningitis that does not respond to antibiotics in TB meningitis. Investigations. Evaluation includes detailed history, assessment of TB contact, full clinical examination, including growth assessment, and diagnostic testing with expert MTB-RIF culture or smear microscopy. Chest X-ray and tuberculin skin testing are essential. Urine LAM may be used in HIV-positive children or those with severe TB. HIV testing is mandatory. Pulmonary samples may be collected via gastric lavage, induced sputum, nasopharyngeal aspiration, or expectorated sputum, depending on age. For extrapulmonary TB, pleural and pericardial fluid should undergo expert MTB-RIF biochemistry, cell count, and culture. Lymph nodes require biopsy or fine needle aspiration for expert ZN staining, culture, and histology. CSF requires biochemistry, cell count, and expert MTB-RIF. Ultrasound, CT, or MRI may be used depending on disease location. Treatment. Non-severe pulmonary and extrapulmonary TB is treated with 2 months of RHZE during the intensive phase and 4 months of RH during the continuation phase. Severe TB, such as TB meningitis, osteoarticular TB, spinal TB, and miliary TB, requires 2 months of RHZE followed by 10 months of RH. Drug dosing is weight-based using pediatric formulations. Rifampicin, 15 mg per kilogram, range 10 to 20, maximum 600 mg. Isoniazide, 10 mg per kilogram, range 7 to 15, maximum 300 mg. Pyrazinamide, 30 to 40 mg per kilogram. And ethambutol, 15 to 25 milligrams per kilogram. Corticosteroids, indicated in TB meningitis, airway obstruction due to TB lymphadenitis, and pericardial TB. Prednisolone is given at 2 milligrams per kilogram per day, increased to 4 milligrams per kilogram in severe cases, up to 60 milligrams per day, used for 4 weeks and tapered over 1 to 2 weeks. Pyridoxine, dose is 5 to 10 milligrams daily in HIV-positive children on TB treatment. Drug-resistant TB. Suspect drug-resistant TB in children with contact with DRTB, those who defaulted or failed treatment, persistent symptoms after 2 to 3 months of therapy, or those who develop TB while on isoniazide prophylaxis. Required tests include expert MTB-RIF, culture, drug susceptibility testing, and line probe assay. Start MDR-TB treatment if MDR is confirmed, rifampicin resistance is detected, or if a child with TB and an MDR contact does not respond to first-line therapy. Management must follow the National DR-TB guidelines. TB preventative therapy. Indications: HIV-negative children under 5 exposed to a bacteriologically confirmed case. All HIV-positive children once active TB is excluded. HIV-positive infants only if definite TB exposure. Regimens: daily isoniazid for 6 to 9 months at 10 mg per kilogram, daily isoniazid plus rifampicin for 3 to 4 months, weekly rifapentine plus isoniazid for 12 doses over 3 months, using age and weight appropriate dosing.